Passover feast comes in the spring. It is a Jewish festival that celebrates the freedom of the Jews from Egypt. People were arriving in Jerusalem dressed in their holiday clothes and in a gay holiday mood. All the inns were full. Every home had visiting friends and relatives. People were even camped on the hills outside the city. As Jesus and his disciples moved nearer to Jerusalem, Peter, perhaps more than any of the others, began to feel the weight of Christ's solemnity. Not only was his heart heavy with some unspeakable doubt, but he was also afraid.
John.
Yes, Peter?
Ever since we left Galilee, I felt some fear hanging over us. Don't you feel it?
Well, it's true. Jesus seems sad, but...
Don't you notice something strange about his actions?
No, not really. I mean, nothing unusual. Why, are you suggesting he had a prophecy of some sort? A danger waiting for us in Jerusalem?
We went on towards Jerusalem, and every step of the way sharpened the feeling of dread that hung over us. John, my brother Andrew, and I walked alone together.
Something has occurred to me, but I'm almost afraid to speak of it.
Say what's on your mind.
Well, do you think Jesus might proclaim himself as the Messiah?
In Jerusalem?
Yes.
In front of the high priests and the scribes?
I'm inclined to agree with my brother.
But this is the Passover feast.
Precisely, the feast of freedom. And would it not be an ideal time to announce that all people can be free, if only they really believe in God?
You know how Jesus thinks, John.
Besides, even if Jesus does as you say, what harm can it do? Think of all the people who'll be there, people who are fond of Jesus, believe in him. The high priests wouldn't dare touch a hair of his head with so many people around.
I hope so, John. I hope so. But even as we walked on towards Jerusalem, there was something taking place in the city. A secret meeting between the high priest Caiaphas and his men.
Why can't we stop him? Has this Jesus become our chief that we shake and tremble at the very mention of his name?
No, Caiaphas, but he is popular with the people.
That's because we've allowed him to go too far. Too much freedom.
What would you suggest?
Well, it's true. If we try to touch him on the day of the feast, the people might riot. So we must arrest him before the day of the feast.
There is another way.
Well? Well, what other way?
I've been approached by someone who wants to speak with you.
Who?
I promised not to mention his name just yet, but I can say he is one of the 12.
One of the apostles? Jesus' own disciples?
Yes, Caiaphas.
Get him here. Bring him to me.
He will come to us, he said, in his own time.
All right. I can wait. For such a treachery, I can certainly wait.
We were by now quite near to Jerusalem. We could see the walls of the city and the buildings and even the golden towers of the temple shining in the sun. Jesus was riding on a colt, and this in itself was part of the whole strangeness, that he should want to ride into Jerusalem after having walked all the way from Galilee. Word had already reached the people that Jesus of Nazareth was coming, and when he appeared before them, a great excitement arose.
But Jesus,
blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
People lined the way. They ran in front of Jesus as he rode on the colt. They threw their cloaks on the ground and cut palm branches and tossed them in Jesus' way. It was a truly glorious greeting. When we came to the gates of the temple, we entered the outer court. The sight that greeted our eyes made us think we were in the marketplace. Traders were busy selling birds and animals to people who wanted to make sacrificial offerings. The money changers were rattling coins stacked high on their tables. Jesus stood a long time, watching all this, saying nothing. And then suddenly... Jesus turned over the tables and money scattered all over as Jesus cried out to them, "How dare you carry on your business in the temple?" There was a complete silence. And then Jesus said, "My house is the house of prayer, and you have made it a den of thieves."
What does he mean by that?
Just a moment here. How dare you do such a thing? By whose authority do you do it?
It was Caiaphas. He was trying to trick Jesus into making treasonous statements. But Jesus wasn't there to be fooled. "Answer this question for me," Jesus said. "And if you do, I will tell you what you want to know."
"All right. Ask your question."
Jesus smiled as he said, "Was the baptism of John from heaven or of men?"
What kind of a question is that?
Caiaphas was worried by this question. I could see that. Whichever way he answered, it would put him in bad with the people who were listening to every word.
I cannot answer that question.
And Jesus smiled again as he said, "Then neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things."
Are you playing games with me, Jesus? If you are, answer this. Is it lawful for us to give taxes to Caesar?
Immediately, Jesus saw through this. If he answered no, it was a treasonable answer. If he answered yes, the people would hate him as much as they hated paying tribute to Caesar.
Well, are you afraid to answer?
Jesus said, "Whose image is on a penny?"
"Caesar's, naturally."
And then Jesus said, "The coin belongs to Caesar. Give Caesar what belongs to him, but give to God what belongs to God." Jesus had caught Caiaphas in his own trap. Money belongs to the world's rulers, but love and our first allegiance belong to God. This was what Jesus meant by his answer. Caiaphas saw that he was defeated and left in a great anger. And I felt a chill through my very bones.
Imagine making me the high priest, the laughingstock in front of all the people.
It would have been dangerous to do anything to Jesus at that moment, Caiaphas.
Well, I'm sick of it. I won't have any more of it. Jesus must be destroyed. He endangers our way of life. Now, where is this,
Shh. That might be. Yes. Yes, it is he.
So, you finally come. And what is your name?
Judas Iscariot.
That night, 12 of us sat around the supper table with Jesus. An air of uneasiness hung over the room. And as we ate, Jesus said something that sent a shudder through the room.
Did you hear what he said, Peter?
I think so. He said one of us has betrayed him to those who want to kill him. But it was true. Jesus said, one of us now eating at this table had betrayed him.
Is it I, Jesus?
Judas had spoken, and Jesus looked at him a moment, and then said directly to Judas, "You have spoken." A great sorrow fell upon us in the room. Judas Iscariot departed. We sat at the table as Jesus broke the unleavened bread and said, "All of you will run away from me tonight. I will be alone."
"No, Master, never."
I protested the loudest, but Jesus turned to me and said, "Peter, you will leave me too. Before the rooster crows tomorrow at dawn, you will deny me 3 times.
All right, soldier. You know exactly what to do.
As soon as this Judas fellow kisses the master, I arrest him.
Exactly. And make no mistake, it's important.
There'll be no mistakes, Captain. Besides you, Caiaphas and this Judas person will be there.
All right, then. Let's go.
I was in a daze. I was too stunned by what had happened. Before I realized anything, everyone was gone. I had to catch up with them. They had taken away the Son of Man. I had promised him I would not falter. Where was God's kingdom now? If Jesus was a prisoner of the high priest, what would happen to Jesus? I was in a courtyard, cold, numb, trying to warm my hands over a fire. It was the courtyard of the high priest. Suddenly, a servant woman came up and looked into my face.
You are one of Jesus' men, aren't you?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure you are.
I'm not.
I'm sure you are. Guard, this man is with Jesus.
I tell you I'm not. What are you talking about?
You talk like a Galilean.
I tell you, I don't even know this man you're talking about. I don't even... I heard it. We all heard the rooster crowing as Jesus had said. Just as he said, I would deny him 3 times.
That is the story of the Last Supper of Jesus and his disciples. When next they ate together, Jesus had suffered at the hands of man and had been raised up by God from the dead. It marked the end of Jesus Christ's life on earth, but the beginning of his life forever after.